Liam Duggan, what were your impressions of that effort from the team today?
Obviously it was a pretty tough start. They came out and really jumped us. We probably had to handle their pressure in the first quarter there, and then it took us a while to break them, but the boys just outworked them in the end and finished off strongly.
Now, you're an exceptional field kick. Your goal kicking still has a little bit of a way to go. Is that something you're continually working on?
Yeah, my set shot is something I need to work on. I got a little bit closer today, so that's a good start, but obviously something that in my game that needs to improve.
You've just got a little bit of ice on the back of your right hamstring. Is everything okay there?
Yeah, just a little knock. So just got clipped on the back of the hammy and just icing that up. Obviously a short break this week, so I've got to get right.
I'll send you upstairs, Peter Bell, Mark Reddings and Carl Langdon.
Liam, you've impressed everyone with the way that you've come into this West Coast lineup in your first year at the club. Long term, do you see yourself as an inside midfielder? Would you love to get into the centre square there and compete in the centre clearances?
Yeah, certainly. That's somewhere where I think my game will hopefully develop into, and that's somewhere where I want to play my footy. So obviously put a few kgs on in the next couple of pre-seasons, and hopefully that's where I find myself.
Liam, since you've been at the club, has any of the teammates, senior players, taken you under their wing, midfield-wise?
Yeah, Luke Shuey's been really good for me. He's really taken me under the wing and playing a similar role to him at the moment. So he's really showed me the way on and off the field, and he's been really good for my development.
When you were drafted to the club, did you think that you'd have this much of an impact early? I mean, we're all hopeful, that's for sure, and we're all ambitious, but did you really think you'd have this much of an impact early into your first season?
No, to be honest, I didn't. I was pretty surprised when I got the call up for round two. Obviously really happy to get my opportunity then. So I suppose it has surprised me a little bit. But obviously once I've been in the team, I've just tried to take my opportunity and do my best for the team.
Now, the boy from Bacchus Marsh looked like he enjoyed kicking his first goal last week, or did your teammates enjoy it more?
It was a bit of both. I was probably too far in the huddle, so you couldn't probably see my smile. But it was a good moment. Took me 9 games, but I finally got there.
Yeah. Now you look like you settled. You look like you're enjoying yourself. How are you feeling, given that you've been taken away from your family and out of your comfort zone?
I'm loving it at the moment. I'd be silly to say it wasn't hard at the start, but now 6 months in to living in Perth and loving the lifestyle over here and just really enjoying my footy, so it's all going well at the moment.
And you know, that, like, there's a lot of young blokes are being chased after, and we've seen some big contracts handed out and all that sort of stuff. It's not easy in this sort of life, the public life that you've now got to live. You're getting a first-hand experience of that, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. It's good. You're in the fishbowl at all times. So, I suppose that's just the perks of being an AFL footballer.
I guess, Liam, every young Victorian, every young footballer dreams of playing Friday Night Football, MCG. You get that chance more than likely. Has it run through your mind yet, the moment of going onto that great venue?
I'd obviously love to be able to get out there on Friday night. That'll be probably one of the best experiences of my life so far. So to do that Friday night under lights at the G would be a dream.
Clearly, Liam, you've put your allegiances aside, but as a kid growing up, who did you barrack for, mate?
I was a Doggies man, so Yeah, Doggies man. So.
There have been some lean years then in Bacchus Marsh?
Yeah, it wasn't too much success, but still followed and stuck through, so yeah.
Now, I think the last time I interviewed you down in the captain's club downstairs, you were still single. How are you tracking?
Oh, come on, Carl.
I'm not. I've got one back in Victoria, got a girl back there, so...
I'll tell you what, that one. Young man, that relationship could last a long time. I find the further apart you are, the longer you can keep these things going.
Yeah, maybe.
Only joking, young man. Hey, well done today. It's been terrific watching your development. It's your first season. There's so much more to come for you. Well done today and good luck against the Tigers.
Thanks, boys.
See you, mate.